Leading Czech car maker Škoda Auto is going to stay in the luxury car market when its current top-of-the-range model, the Superb, is phased out. Company managers say that a replacement model will be lined up within 5 years. The auto trade press had speculated there would be no follow-up model at all, or just a down-market version of the Superb for taxi fleets. That speculation had been fuelled by criticism from Škoda Auto's parent company, Volkswagen, that sales of the Czech car was eating into the market for its own models.
The Czech government has taken yet another step to curb the country's solar power boom. It passed a proposal this week which would remove generous support for facilities built on agricultural land and only offer it for solar panels installed on roofs or on buildings. The Minister of Industry says the move could prevent around 700 megawatts of solar power capacity coming online. Further steps, such as tax changes, are promised by the government to curb the boom, which threatens to increase electricity prices for companies by as much as 30% next year.
The Czech National Bank this week imposed a 3 million crown fine on one of the country's biggest retail banks, ČSOB, for presenting false and misleading information to customers. It said that the Belgian-controlled banking group gave the impression that its post office-based saving bank operation, Poštovní Sporitelna, was a separate, independent entity, when it is in fact a fully integrated part of the group. ČSOB has come under attack on another front over the deal to operate out of the post offices, with the new Minister of the Interior suggesting the contract running out in 2017 should be renegotiated to get more money for the post office.
Czech steelmakers have predicted a slow climb out of the crisis that cut production by a fifth last year. The head of the Association of Foundries said this week that he expects annual production growth of around 5% over the coming years, with a return to pre-crisis levels of output in 5 to 6 years. On the upside, he said that the crisis had taught the surviving companies to cut costs, be more flexible, and find new markets. Germany is still the biggest market, though, taking around 80% of Czech steel production.
Most Czech employees are working longer hours, according to the National Statistics Office. The number of workers regularly putting in less than 40 hours a week fell by around 250,000 between the first quarter of 2008 and the first quarter of 2010. But those putting in more than 40 hours rose by around 120,000 over the period. The trend for businessmen was in the opposite direction, with more working shorter hours. The Statistics Office said young people starting up part-time businesses in parallel with other work partly explained that figure.